Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Taking a look at today's biggest matchup. It's the College Football Game of the Week.
On College Football Game Time.
Welcome into College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's jump right into our College Football Game Time Game of the Week. Big thank you to Brennan Adams of Dog Nation joining us there on the other side. He's fantastic. Gives us great stuff every single week. So big thank you to BA. But let's keep talking some dogs. Abe Gordon, what do you say? We got the Dogs and the Ole Miss Rebels. 3:30 on ABC. I know that Lane Kiffin was complaining that this game wasn't going to be happening at night. I know if you're the Georgia Bulldogs, you're probably pretty happy that it's not happening at night. But ultimately, I think this game comes down to the play of Carson Beck. He's had consecutive three-interception games. Can he put these behind him? I want to talk about specifically, what does it take for him to put it behind it? Is it simply is just him not forcing footballs, Abe?
Yeah, I think that's a good portion of it. I mean, we talked about it with BA. Like, last week against Florida, they were trying to protect him, it felt like, early on. And the offense was working to an extent. It got shut down a little bit in the red zone, and you had to settle for a field goal. But it felt like the first opportunity he had to unleash and look downfield, he threw a bad interception. He threw it another one a couple series after that. And so, yeah, it goes into why is he seeing what he's seeing, or is it not about a vision? Is it about him trying to prove something with his arm? I don't really have an answer, Garrett, but I think it would be wise for Georgia to call safe plays in the moment and see if they can snap him out of that. Take chances when there are chances, but be prepared to check down or throw it away. I feel like sometimes, and this is not even Carson Beck specific, I think this is a lot of quarterbacks that are supposed to have big arms, supposed to be top prospects, they want big plays, man. Yeah. Like, and there are play calls designed to hit. But that guy's not always open down the field or in the middle of the field. And you can't just throw it there because you think it can hit, you think you can find it. And there might be a little bit of that. There's no doubt about it, especially, and I think even more so because of what Ole Miss can do up front defensively.
Yeah.
That you might look for early screen plays and short passes to try and slow down their pass rush and see if you can maybe open things up later in the game. I don't know if you're coming out looking deep early on.
Yeah.
You got to see if the defense of yours can get a handle on Jackson Dart. Because if you can lean on them the way you did, like last year, if you remember, didn't matter what Georgia did offensively. They were going to win this game because the defense absolutely hammered the Ole Miss offense. They could not move the ball after their first drive or two.
Yeah.
I think you look to do that again today. If you can win it on defense, win it on defense.
Yeah, it's huge. And ultimately, if you can win it on defense, it would help if you're opposing, well, if your starting quarterback doesn't throw multiple interceptions. He's got 11 interceptions in his last five games. That's as many interceptions as he had in his first 17 games as a starter. And, I mean, it's just, you need to see some more from your starting quarterback. And that's just that simple. And one of the biggest ways that they can help him, you know, run the football. You know, I've never seen somebody throw an interception while running the football. In six SEC contests, the Dogs are next to last in the SEC in yards per rush. It's 3.31, and the Bulldogs have thrown it in SEC high 232 times. Trevor Etienne, I mean, he's a little questionable coming into this game. I don't know if he's going to be able to play. He's dealing with a rib injury. He should play. He should play, but his health is something that's going to be something. It's going to be something to watch in this game. He's averaging 5.1 yards per carry.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Abe, it's just, he's not getting the rock. He's only carried it 89 times this season.
I've been surprised the majority of this year that he hasn't been a bigger, significant, true, like, RB1 for them. Look, part of that potentially could be, hey, we're looking at 17 or 18 games here. Maybe we're trying to spread it out a little bit longer
maybe
than we would.
Maybe it is
that simple. Maybe it is. But at the same time, you would have thought that in those games that really matter, you do see him tote it 25, 30 times as need be. And we haven't really seen that yet either.
Yeah, and look, this is going to be a tough one here for Trevor Etienne and this rushing attack. Nate Frazier, Branson Robinson, all these other guys in that backfield, because this Ole Miss bunch, they're only allowing 82 yards per game on the ground.
Yeah, I think the way, if you watch Thursday Night Football, you saw Chase Brown out of the backfield with short catches as a substitute for the run game for Joe Burrow and the Bengals. I wouldn't be surprised if you see that again. Etienne's got a great pair of hands. He's dangerous with the ball in his hands. Same thing with Nate Frazier. I wouldn't be surprised. Like I said, screen passes, whether it's to Dylan Bell or Arian Smith, but also to the backs, short checkdowns, can substitute as a run game. I mean, Garrett, we saw Tom Brady do it for 15 years with no real run game. It was the short passes and dump offs were the run game. Might play in their favor today, and that also doubles up to help protect Carson Beck from making a mistake down the field.
Yeah, and if this offensive line can hold up against Perkins and Princely, 41 sacks is the most in FBS for Ole Miss. This defense, the secondary can get got. They can get got. They're allowing 234 yards.
The Ole Miss passing. Secondary.
The Ole Miss secondary.
Yeah.
They're in the 90s in FBS. They've also allowed 31 passes of 20 yards or more, which is ninth worst in all of college football. If Carson Beck can stay clean in the pocket, stay clean as far as making sure he throws it to the right team and the right colored jersey, that secondary is there to be had for Georgia today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you got to get guys down the field. You got to get guys open. And again, it all goes back to that short pass game. If you can start to work that early, you got guys cheating up, being a little more aggressive on the ball. If the offensive line, as you pointed out, holds up, you got double moves, you got pump fakes, you got all sorts of things that can get the ball down the field. The biggest thing of interest to me is what can the Georgia defense do that makes it look like it did last year? Because they absolutely shut down Jackson Dart a year ago. He wasn't really able to run. They hit him a ton. And he wasn't able to extend the ball down the field with his arm either. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that again. It feels like Ole Miss is working at a little bit higher level than they have in recent years. But we've said it before. Like, look at their offensive performance in SEC games. Mm-hmm. With the exception of what happened against Arkansas, against the better defenses, South Carolina, Kentucky, LSU, some of these were in wins, they didn't crack 30. Well, Georgia scored 30 or more in every game since that Kentucky one-point win.
Feels like a magic number.
That to me is the magic number. If Georgia can reach 30, they ought to win this game based on Ole Miss's offensive output in other games against good defenses. Georgia's defense should hold them below 30. Georgia's offense can get to 30. Done deal. For that to happen, though, you got to make Ole Miss work for the scores. How do you do that? Don't turn the ball over. Don't give them short fields. That's the only way Florida was in this game a week ago against Georgia. was turnovers and easy scoring drives, short fields. Mm-hmm. Don't do that against Ole Miss. Make them work hard, max effort on scoring drives, and I think you're in good shape.
Yeah, and it's also the fact that I just don't think that Ole Miss is going to be able to drive. It's not that they're not going to be able to. I don't think they want to drive the ball down the field. Avoid
big plays.
They're big plays. That's what they want to do. They want to pop off.
Three touchdowns to 60-plus last week for Jordan Watkins.
That's what they want. That's what they want to do. That's exactly it. And Jackson Dart, there's a reason he's the top. He leads the top passing offense in college football. I mean, these guys like to go off, and they got four wide receivers who can do it on any given week. We mentioned Jordan Watkins in my shout-out to a standout. He's coming off a game where he set program records for receiving yards, 254, and he got touchdowns in five. You got Trey Harris, who leads the SEC in receiving despite having not played for 3 weeks. Abe Gordon, he's been unbelievable. He's listed as doubtful for Saturday, missed the last two games, plus that bye week. Jordan Watkins, also listed as doubtful for the game coming up on Saturday, or coming up later on this afternoon. Caden Lee, he's listed as questionable. He's your second leading receiver. And then you have that number four. Oh, it's just Juice Wells. I don't know if these guys are going to be able to go. We won't know until 90 minutes before kickoff. It just depends on how much you actually buy what Lane Kiffin's putting down in that injury report. But outside of that, Henry Parrish, he's the running back. He's listed as out.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of injuries.
It also goes back to how Georgia looked against Texas. Like, it didn't matter who the receivers were against Texas because the quarterback didn't have time.
Yes.
You can throw all the names you want at me, and trust me, I understand how good those guys are.
Very good.
But if you can get to Jackson Dart and don't let things develop down the field, then the big plays aren't going to be there to be had. And I think that's what we saw from Mykel Williams and Jalen Walker in previous games. I think we need to see that again from them today. And then the other question for me is Lane Kiffin. Is he ready for this moment? Because you know Kirby Smart. Look, Kirby Smart started working immediately after that win over Florida. He spoke to his team about being better and picking up Carson Beck and all this stuff. And I saw a video from outside the practice facility of Kirby Smart getting his after his guys midweek as well. And they're going to be ready for this game.
They're going to be ready to go. I know Georgia's going to be ready for it. Lane Kiffin.
And we've seen them perform well on the road in that Texas game. Maybe not as much in Alabama, but, you know.
Well, I mean, depends on which half you look at.
Right.
But Lane Kiffin, 7-9 against top 25 opponents, has zero top five wins. This is a marquee moment for Lane. And, I mean, if he doesn't get it done here, if he doesn't get it done this season, there's a legitimate question after the investment that Ole Miss has made into this team that whether or not he ever gets it done at Ole Miss. And I don't necessarily, whether that's fair or not is not the question. It's, you know, I mean, you have a very large investment that's been made into Ole Miss. And if you have three losses before you even get to the Egg Bowl, that's going to be kind of a tough sell for Lane Kiffin moving on into the future as far as all that's concerned. But enough discussion of the game. Let's get to our picks. It's Pick and Poker on College Football Game Time.
It's time for the guys to put it all on the line as they give you their picks of the week.
Brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this football season at mancavestore.com.
It's a jam-packed week on the College Football Game Time Pick and Poker segment. We're doing pretty well, Abe. I'm 10-0 in our last 2 weeks, so I know that now that I've mentioned it and said it out loud, I'm probably going to go like 2-3 or something this week, but I'm leading the pack right now, 37-13. All of that can change very quickly. Abe, you're sitting there at 34-16 in second place. Miss Noel, she's running the board, and she's also running the show, 32-18. That is her record. She was 4-1 last week. And both our guys in the second half of the show, Chris and John, they're 4-1, both of them last week, 31-19 right there. So we're all of us are doing pretty well, I will say, all five of us. Our games for this week, we're going to pick the Dogs and Ole Miss, 3:30 on ABC, Colorado and Texas Tech, Alabama and LSU, BYU and Utah in the Holy War, and then, of course, our wild card. Abe Gordon, you're up first. What do you got?
Yeah, Georgia at Ole Miss, 3:30 on ABC. I think the Dogs get it done in this one. A big win for Kirby Smart on the road. Number 20, Colorado at Texas Tech. Nice win for Texas Tech a week ago, but I think Colorado gets it done today. That's 4 o'clock on Fox. 7:30 on ABC. Alabama at LSU. Give me Alabama. Maybe this is the week Jalen Milroe can find his legs again. And the Holy War, number 9, BYU at Utah. 10:15, late night action on ESPN. I'm going to take BYU. I know a lot of people feel it's dangerous. I think BYU wins this and wins it comfortably. In my wild card game, I'm going to take Duke. A lot of people are down on them. I don't know why. Tough game against Miami. This is still a pretty good team. Give me Duke to beat NC State.
Yeah, the Fighting Manny Diaz squad, man. That's a team that's gone up and down. They had a big performance last week against Miami. Couldn't hold on. Fourth quarter was ugly. Let's see if they rebound in that one. That's a good one right there. I'm actually going to concur with you very similarly. The Dogs and Ole Miss, I think this is Lane Kiffin versus Kirby Smart, and I think it's that simple. Kirby Smart's the better coach. Kirby Smart's ready. They're going to be more ready to go in this game, and I think the Dogs are going to roll. But don't be surprised if Ole Miss holds up their end of the bargain. This isn't going to be a blowout. This is going to be a tight contest here in Oxford. Next one up there, Colorado at Texas Tech. I flip-flopped on this one. I had Taj Brooks and Texas Tech at first. I have them rolling, but I just think that Colorado's playing their best brand of football right now. I think they're bought into Deion Sanders and that whole process. I think they're going to be the crashers to the college football playoff when it's all said and done. They're going to go get a win on the road at Texas Tech. Keep your eye on that game, though. That's going to be a very interesting one. Alabama and LSU down there on the Bayou. Give me the Bayou Bengals. I think the home team. I just think the home stadium is going to be too much for Alabama. Alabama plays very poorly on the road. They've shown it time and time again this season in SEC play. They lost to Vanderbilt. They lost to Tennessee. And I think they lose to the LSU Tigers. 7:30 on ABC. BYU and Utah. That's the Holy War. 10:15 on ESPN. I got BYU. I think they just continue to roll. But Utah is a pretty big landmine. And would not be surprised if they cause some problems for BYU. But I think BYU is rolling. They're playing really good football. And they turn the ball over. Or they force turnovers better than anybody in college football. And Utah turns the ball over way too much for me to be comfortable. I'm going to keep it out there in the Big 12 for my wild card pick. Arizona State. That's talk about crashers in the Big 12 conference. I think they get a win over UCF. I think they're 2-point favorites in that one. That should be a really good football game. Gus Malzahn and the Golden Knights looking to become bowl eligible, but I don't think they do it against Arizona State. They get a win in that one. Abe Gordon, been a lot of fun, man. First 2 hours down. Next 2 hours coming up next. Chris Goforth, John Fricke. They'll join you from the Northern Kia Studios. College football game time rolls on. Sports Radio, 92 on the game.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.